Thank you
Fortano,
for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, this is Zero, Candelaria.
One second, let me get the account pulled up for you. One moment. And then verify your address for security purposes.
It's 107 Boulder Way, Bloomfield, New Mexico, 87413.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here that has been counted out for Melanie Pods and a smartwatch. How may I help you today?
Okay, well, I haven't gotten anything like that, and I did not authorize a $69 charge on my account.
All right, so you're stating that you did not sign up for the Melanie Pods and the smartwatch as a free trial to pay for shipping?
No.
All right, and do you have these products?
I don't have anything. That's what I was telling the gentleman that I just spoke to. The only thing that I've received in my box is just my meds that I get from Humana.
Oh, okay. So basically you're saying that someone compromised your account and signed you up for these two products?
Yes, because I don't have anything like that. I'm 7 years old and I have no idea what I have to even put those things. I've got a flip phone. If that tells you anything.
Oh. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. You have no idea what this is.
No idea.
Trust me, it happens. People are busy compromising people's information. It's just sad. Mm-hmm. So did you call your card holder about this, or did you just call us when you saw those charges?
Bank, and then they called your customer service.
Okay, so that's fine. So what we'll do, if you're saying that you never signed up for this, you don't have anything, you don't even know what it is, then we'll just go ahead and file fraud with our company. So we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you know in your household place to order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been the only one that did it. Are you guys associated with like any other company that would have put that on the internet? I mean,
they advertise you through the internet. Sometimes it's on social media. It could be Facebook, Instagram, or sometimes they'll send you a text or an email to your phone.
Okay, because the only thing I remember doing is there was a survey from Sam's Club, mm-hmm. and I was actually really pissed at Sam's Club. So I went on and filled that survey. And something did pop up on there, but I didn't think I had done anything to enroll in anything.
But was it for these products here, what you took the survey for?
No, it was a Sam's Club survey.
No, I'm saying, so when you took the survey, what products did you pick out to pay for?
Well, there was a lot of things on there, and I took a look at a couple of things there, but I didn't think I had clicked on anything.
So, I'm saying, what do you mean? I'm saying, did you take a survey and pay the shipping and thought you were getting a one-time order, or what are you saying?
Maybe. I'm thinking now after I thought, well, where did this come from? But I didn't think all of that was associated with the Sam's Club survey. I mean, I did the survey because I was mad at them, you know.
Oh.
But, yeah, so I went online to see if there was a place I could do that, you know, and stuff like that. And I found, the only thing is, our mailboxes where we get our mail, one of those where they put your mail in doesn't close correctly. So, I mean, I didn't get anything, but I'm, you know, paid for that shipping. But I didn't think I had signed up for, like, anything else.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you have to be careful, when you see these ads and they say pay for shipping, that's just to sell it to you to see if you want to buy it. Once you say, like, hey, I want to try these out, I'll pay the shipping, then that's when you read those terms and conditions. Then it tells you it's free, but it has to be canceled within 14 days of purchase. Are they going to bill you full price for it?
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know. Then I'm, like I say, I might have hit that stupid thing and, you know.
So do you have do you have the Melanie Pod? Okay. But did you sign up for the Melanie Pod is what I need to know. Because it shows they were delivered on March the 22nd. And you don't have anything?
Yeah. No, we haven't gotten anything. But like I say, that box does not close completely. So anybody, even a small kid, could turn that little thing and open that box. And I've complained to the post office about that stupid box, but it's like, you know, either here or there. So, because I get my meds delivered, but most of the time they'll shove them in my mailbox, you know, in the mailbox. But anything bigger than, you know, a bottle of something, you know, they'll throw it in that bigger box, and that's the box that doesn't always close. And kids are always around that mailbox, so who knows?
Yeah, you're right, because sometimes stuff gets delivered to the wrong, you know, address. Or like you said, someone may have gotten it. Some people don't return stuff when they get it. No, it's not theirs.
Yeah.
But they just decide to keep it for some reason. I mean, you can contact the U.S. Postal Service, let them know that it's showing that a product was shipped to your house, but you never received anything.
Okay.
Right, and so, like
I
said,
But
what I mean is, what do you want to do with the account? Because if you're going to file fraud, that means you're saying that you did not sign up for this. So how do you want to handle it? Because I know you said that you did take a survey, but did you pick out these two products and confirm to pay for the shipping?
Yeah, well, I guess maybe, you know, I don't think I did. I mean, if I did, I didn't realize I did. Let me put it like that. But I didn't realize that there would be a $69 charge for, you know, when they say, you know, all you pay for is the shipping, well, you just automatically assume that that's what you're paying for. And not signing up for something at $69 a month, you know, I can't afford that.
I know. Look, the way it's going, people can't afford anything out. Nothing come out.
So, I mean, I don't know how I get the... is there a way to get the charge reversed?
I mean, if you file fraud, if you say, this is how it works. If you file fraud, that means that you're stating that you did not sign up for this, and they will refund it. But if they go back and see that you did, that sometimes they will reverse their credit. So that's why I was asking, did you click on those, you know, when you took that survey? Or?
I really don't think I did that. I'm real careful with everything that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to pay $69 for anything unless it's something that I absolutely need, you know.
Oh, I don't. Look, I don't blame you.
So if we can get it reversed, let's see if we can. I mean, you know, I'm hoping to hell I didn't do something stupid like that. But, you know, I usually read everything really well. So, you know, I just thought they probably that they were giving something away for, you know, doing the survey is what I thought. Because that's, I think that's exactly what it said. It said it was just a, you know, you pay for the shipping for a free gift for taking the survey.
I know, that's why I said it. All static going on here. Yeah. I know we get that. The static.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so we're going to have to go to my house. Yeah, so whatever we have to do to do that, let's get it done then.
Yeah, give me 1 second. Just moving slow here.
Okay. Everything's slow today.
I know. Good Lord. You know, these computers, they just take their precious little time.
Oh, yeah. They do whatever they want to do because they know they're in control.
Oh, yes, they do. That can be a pain sometimes.
Make sure you give the dogs water, babe. And that shot out at me right away because usually the only thing we pay out of this account is our utilities. That's the only thing that comes out of this account.
Oh.
So when I saw it, I'm like, what is that? You know? Because I know exactly how much my utilities are and everything. And, you know, it's like.
Oh yeah, people. That's probably how they get you. How do you pay? Do you pay them online or over the phone?
Uh huh.
You said you pay online.
And I still. No, and I still write checks for my utility. I still write checks. I will not use my card on those automatic payment things. You know because. Not too long ago, I've got an Animals account, too, and I got somebody using my card from, like, I don't know where, Canada, China, or some damn place, and they were taking out amounts. As a matter of fact, one time my paycheck hit, and they automatically started withdrawing 150, 140, different amounts, but it was off of the same. And we couldn't even trace it. The bank couldn't even trace them because it was individuals that were doing
God.
It. Yeah, they hacked into it, and I had to sort of close the whole bank account. I had that account for like 15 years. We had to close it completely off and start a brand new one. And yeah, because they were just the minute my checks would hit, they were spitting money out of there, and it was never the same. Website. It was a different website, but they were all working in cahoots with each other.
I know, that's hard. Look at the baby, nothing is safe. You know, you can't write checks, you know, use your debit credit card because people will figure out a way how to scam you.
Well, and then they were using it, they were getting it from, you know, because I usually, when I put gas in, you know how they got those damn machines now? that you use your debit card to pay for the gas.
Oh, yes.
And it was at one of the Speedway things, and they finally told me that they were having trouble with the Speedways, that somebody was attaching something to their little thing where you slide your card in, and it was, and they were getting it read somewhere else. And they told me to stop doing that, to go inside. So now I have to go inside to pay for the stupid gas, because, you know.
Yeah, I hate gas. I hate pumping gas.
Yeah. But that's what they told me, you know, not to use that, not to use the automatic things outside. So I was like, so now I have to, every time I go anywhere, I have to go in and pay inside, because the cashiers are right there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's the people, it's just sad world we're living in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did get everything situated, so I did get that refund for you on the $69.97 and the $7.92 due to fraud. It usually takes about 3 to 5 business days. If you haven't received it, first check with your card holder. If they don't receive it, give us a call back at this number.
Okay.